Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your interventions in our lives. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for all that you are doing right now. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs in so many areas of our lives. Thank you for your mighty hand that is fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence and power that is working great things in our lives. Thank you for your peace and joy that is so much present in our souls. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the strength you have given to us to do your will at all times. Thank you for the fire that is burning in our spirit to overcome sin and the works of the flesh. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see a revelation of you, revelations of your word, and revelations of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for great plans you have for us. And we know you're going to fulfill those plans without delay. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for all the miracles and breakthroughs and healings and deliverances and divine interventions that we have received through your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because since the day we started to pray on this midnight prayer session platform, you have been answering our prayers. You have been helping us. And you have transformed our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because you have chosen and have established this ministry for great things, and no power of darkness and no force of hell will be able to stop the glory you have determined to reveal in the earth through this ministry. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here in this very hour to seek your face once again, to worship you, to lay at your feet, to praise you, and to pray. Oh Lord, I ask that you visit us one by one. Visit every one of us and help us. Visit us and bless us. Visit us and change our lives. Change our situations. In Jesus' name, answer our prayers so that we can have powerful testimonies to share. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs before we start to pray with prayer points. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Most High. Our Father in God, you are the Most High God. El Shaddai, you are the Most High. Elohim, you are the Most High God. Mighty Man of War, you are the Most High. Waymaker, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. You are lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are highly lifted up, and there is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, you are there is no one like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Savior, you are lifted up, and there is no more like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You be Messiah, that every other needs. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is fire. That every other names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. You are not Emmanuel. You are not Emmanuel. You are the God who opens doors. No man in short. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. No one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you. No one like you, Savior. No one like you. No one like you. No one like you, King of Glory. No one like you, Father. You are the God of everything. No one like you. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Who never fails. Who never fails. Forevermore. We have a God. We have a God. Who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. forevermore. I will lift up his name. I will lift up his name. I, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am. Will you lift up his name? I will lift up his name. I am. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up his name. I am. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up his name. I am. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. That wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. There is power, mighty in the blood of Jesus. There is power, mighty in the blood There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus, there is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. Covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, King of glory, you are covenant keeping God. Ancient of days, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. We'll praise you forever, you are covenant keeping God. We will trust you forever, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, oh El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai. I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. Grace, God's grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sins. Grace, God's grace. Grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all our sins. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace. Right now, I have dominion over all things. Great grace, is given unto me. Great grace, greater grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace. Right now, I have dominion over all things. Right now, I have dominion over all things. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. Oh, he will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength, with love and strength, for each new day, he will make a way. Yes. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Oh, Jesus is the answer for our today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. Above all powers, above all things, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, and you are here, you are here. Before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you want. Above all powers, above all things, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways Amazed. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Yes, Lord, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you want. It was crucified. Crucified, laid behind the stone. He lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all, like a rose, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name, glorify and praise him with the whole of your heart, with your voice, with everything within you. With all your soul, worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the King of Glory, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the God of Israel, the God of the everlasting covenant, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Worship him. Worship him. He is highly exalted, far above everything, far above everyone. He is highly exalted, far above all his enemies. He is highly exalted, far above the highest mountains, far above the highest heights. He is greater than all. He is higher than all, stronger than all, wiser than all. He is richer than all. For he is the Almighty God. Worship and praise him. If you know him, you will praise him. If you know him, you will praise him. For there is no other God beside him. There is no other God like unto him. He is beyond description. There are no words to describe his greatness. Praise him. Praise him. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. You have yet another thing. You have yet another life. For you reign forever and ever. And there is no end to your reign. There is no end to your kingdom. There is no end to your government. We praise you, Lord. You bring things out of nothing. You make impossible things possible. You do shocking wonders to put your enemies to shame. You do shocking miracles to confound the wise. We worship you, Lord. For all power belongs to you. All powers in heaven, all power on earth, all power under the earth belongs to you. And no one can face you in battle, for you are a consuming fire. You are a terrible God. For you are very dangerous. And you do terrible things in righteousness. We praise you, O Lord, for the whole world shall bow before you. The nations of the earth, they shall bow in fear. They shall kneel in fear before you. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee among the gods? Who is like thee? For you are glorious in holiness, and you are fearful. You are fearful in praises. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for being my Lord and Savior. Thank you for being my Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. There are many fathers, but none is like him. There are many mothers, but none is like our God. He is more than your father. He is more than your mother. He cares more than anyone could care, than anyone can ever care for you. Say, thank you, Father, for being my Father. Thank you, Father, for being my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for caring for me. What a wonderful God. We serve what a wonderful Father you are. Thank you for who you are to me. Thank you for who you are in my life. Thank you for what you do in my life. Thank you for how you care for my life. Thank you, Father, for how you care for my soul. Thank you for how you care for my spirit and body. Thank you for how you care for my well-being. Thank you for how you care for my stomach. Thank you, Father, for being such a caring parent in my life. Thank you for being such a caring Father to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving me more than even I could love myself. Thank you for loving me more than anyone could ever love me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to be going to thank him. We don't know his love because we think only about ourselves. Yeah, the love of God is so great. So you're going to thank him for his love. You can't know God's love if you are a self-centered Christian. Yeah, it takes a selfless believer to know how great God's love is. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for your love that is so great toward me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your love that is so great toward me. Continue to thank him. Thank you for showing me great love. Thank you for demonstrating your great love in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for showing me mercy and great compassion because of your love for me. Thank you for your love that is so great toward me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. The reason why many Christians are ungrateful is because they have been blindfolded by things they were expecting God to do for them, but God have not done those things yet. So they were so blindfolded by their expectations that haven't been granted by God. Yeah, and because of that, they couldn't see other things God have been doing every day in their lives. What a foolish Christians. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am grateful for every good thing you have committed yourself to do in my life on a daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every good thing you have committed, committed yourself to do in my life on daily basis, to do for me on daily basis. Even things that I may not know, things that I may not see with my eyes, that you do for me every day. Oh Lord, I am grateful for those things. Even things that I may not be aware of, that you do for me every day. Lord, I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings I cannot see that you have blessed me with. Thank you for so many breakthroughs you have done in my life that I may not even know yet. Thank you for so many victories you have done in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for caring so much for all my needs. Thank you, Father, for caring so much for my needs that you provide for my needs. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you for caring so much for my needs that you supply all my needs. Thank you, Lord, for providing for the food I eat. Thank you for providing for the water I drink. Thank you for providing for everything that I need to survive. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. When Jesus was going to multiply the five loaves of bread and two fishes to feed more than 5,000 people, what he did was he gave thanks to God. Why? Because he knew that God was going to multiply the bread and the fishes. Yeah, it was not saying, Father, please multiply these five loaves of bread and two fishes to feed these people. He didn't say anything like that. What he did was say, Father, thank you. And after he gave thanks, he gave the disciples and told them to start distributing. Yeah. So you're going to thank him. There are things God have already done. He's not trying to do them. He has already done them. You may not see them at the moment, but they have already been done. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for the things you have already done for me, for the miracles you have already done, for the breakthroughs you have already done. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith. We thank you, Father, for the things you have already done for me. Thank you for the success you have already done for me. Thank you for the prosperity, the elevation, the promotion, the excellence you have already done in my life. Thank you for my healing that you have already done. Thank you for my deliverance that you have already done. Thank you, Father, for everything you have already done for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. And lastly, we're going to still thank him. I want us to thank God for his faithfulness in this ministry or to this ministry. Yeah. You can see, Father, thank you for your faithfulness in this ministry. Thank you for always showing yourself faithful in our lives. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness in this ministry. Thank you for your faithfulness to every one of us in this ministry. Thank you for a lot of our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for a lot of our problems that you have solved. Thank you, Father, for a lot of miracles, signs and wonders that you have done in our lives in this ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for setting us free from all forms of captivities. Thank you for miracles of provisions, miracles of financial blessings that you do for us in this ministry. Thank you for miracles of job employment. Thank you for a lot of miracles that you have done in our lives in this ministry. Miracles of divine protection. Miracles of divine interventions. Thank you for so many great and powerful things you have done in our lives in this ministry. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I rededicate my life to you. I commit my life to you again. Help me to please you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I rededicate, I recommit my life for you again. Help me to please you more. Help me to please you more than I have ever done before. Continue to talk to him. Continue to talk to him. Yeah, you can never be too holy. You can never be too righteous. Yeah. Say, oh Lord, I commit myself to you again. I dedicate my life to you again. Help me to love you more. You can never love him too much. And you can never serve him too much. So Father, help me to serve you more. Help me to love you more. Help me to live for you more. Help me to please you more. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You can say, Father, help me to die to the flesh. Help me to die, or help me to remain dead to the flesh, so that your presence can grow in me, so that your power can grow in me, so that your grace can grow in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to die to flesh, to the flesh, to my flesh. Say, Father, help me to remain dead to my flesh. Help me to remain dead to sin. Help me to remain dead to the nature of sin that is in my body. Help me to remain dead to worldly things. Help me to remain dead to sinful desires, so that your presence can grow in me, so that your power can increase in me, so that your grace can increase in me, so that your Holy Spirit can increase in me. In the name of Jesus, help me to become dead to sin, to worldliness, to self, to myself, and to my flesh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. It is the more debt you have that, or maybe I should put it this way, the more debt you have, the more of God you will enjoy, the more of God you will see, the more of God you will know. But the problem with this generation is they don't want to die. They don't want to die to sin, to the flesh. and yet they are looking for more of God. That's not possible. That cannot happen. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall put my flesh to death by the strength of God that is in me. You can say, I shall continually put my flesh to death by the strength of God that is in me. I shall on daily basis put my flesh to death by the strength of God that is in me, so that I can know God more, so that I can grow in the knowledge of God. Open your mouth and begin to confess those things. It's the prayer of confession and declaration. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I shall on daily basis put my flesh to death. I shall on daily basis mortify or kill the desire of my flesh, so that I can know God more, so that God can be drawn to me, so that God can become close to me, so that I can see God in the name of Jesus. By the strength of God, I shall continually crucify my flesh. I shall continually put my flesh to death. I shall continually put to death the desires, the sinful desires in my body, so that God can be attracted to me, so that I can know God more, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You have to go to pray. The Bible says, God resists the proud. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. I pray that God will not resist you. In Jesus' name, you're going to pray. Do you know what it means to be resisted by God? I believe you know what it means. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, and I receive grace to live and lead a life of humility and meekness, so that God and heaven will be attracted to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to live and lead a life of humility and meekness, so that God and heaven will be attracted to me in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. I receive the grace now. I receive the grace to live a life full of humility and meekness. I receive grace to lead a life full of humility and meekness, so that God and heaven can be attracted to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul whatever is in me that is making me to think of myself as more important than others. Whatever is in me that is making me to consider myself as greater than others. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove that thing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, because that thing is what is going to destroy you. The fire of the Holy Ghost to remove from my soul whatever is making me to think that I am greater than others. I am more important than others. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot that thing now. Whatever is in me, whatever Satan has planted in me to give me the feeling that I am better than others, higher than others, more important than others. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove that thing now. In the name of Jesus, remove that thing from my soul now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I know some of you may be thinking, am I not better than others? Well, the truth is that you are not. You may be thinking, oh, am I not greater than others? The truth is you are not. Yeah. The difference between you and those that you may think they are not up to your level, the difference is the mercy of God. Yeah. So that was what that scripture in in John chapter 15. That was what that scripture, that verse mean when Jesus said, for without me, you can do nothing. Which also means you can become nothing. You can have nothing. That's the meaning. Yeah, so if Jesus is the difference, then that means you are nothing without Jesus. Yeah, so which should be more important in your life? Is it you or Jesus? It's Jesus. Yeah, because if we remove Jesus, the rest is nothing. Yeah, the Bible also saying that no man can receive a thing except it is given him from above. No man can hold anything or possess anything. Yeah, in fact, it was John the Baptist that made that statement. No man can receive a thing except it is given him from heaven. Yeah, so if we remove God from the picture of your life or from the details of your life, then the rest is nothing. Yeah, whatever you have is because he wants you to have them. Yeah, so are you now important? Are you now more important than others? No, because the difference is God. The difference between you and others is God. It's God's mess. It's because God wanted you to have whatever you have. God wanted you to become whatever you have become. I don't know if you're getting my point. So you should never think that you are better than others. You should never think that. The moment you start to think that, you are gone. And what I mean by you are gone means you are lost from God and from His kingdom. Yeah. So I want you to pray that prayer again. Pray from your heart. Yeah, because that is the problem with many Christians. Pride. And they don't even know it. They're not even aware. Yeah, because pride is a dangerous spirit. It will blindfold you. And it will make you feel like you are okay with God when you are not actually okay. Yeah, so you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove from my soul every stronghold of pride that is making me to think highly of myself above others. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot every stronghold of pride in my soul that is making me to think highly of myself than others. To think highly of myself above others. Hopefully your mother begins to pray like that. The harsha de dekeshtemeta, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my soul every stronghold Satan has created to make me lift up myself above others. To make me consider myself more important. Do you know that some people, they have considered themselves even more important than the Word of God? They've considered themselves more important than the truth, more important than righteousness. That is pride. The fire of the Holy Ghost to remove those strongholds right now. Every stronghold of pride Satan has built up in my soul to make me exalt myself, to make me lift up myself above others and above God's standard. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. Do you know that the reason why God will never use some people to perform miracles is because of the pride that is in their souls? Yeah, because God knows that once He starts to use them for great signs and wonders, the pride that is in them will be magnified. And He knows they will not last. Because the Bible says, pride goeth forth before destruction. That is, pride takes with itself destruction. Yeah. So if Satan wants to destroy someone very fast, what Satan would send to that person is pride. Yeah, that's the fastest way for any demon to destroy someone. Yeah, and because God doesn't want people to perish, He really wants many people to repent. That is why He will not want to use those people for miracles. Because He knows that the pride that is in them is going to increase once He starts to use them to perform miracles. And because of that, they would die young, or they would die untimely. Yeah, they will not last. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, destroy every seed of pride Satan has planted in my soul, spirit, and mind to prevent me from being used by God. To prevent me from being used by God for miracles. The Holy Spirit uproot those plantations of pride. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, remove from my soul every seed of pride. Remove from my soul every seed of pride that Satan has planted to stop me from being used by God great things. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove those sins of pride right now. In the name of Jesus. Every attitude of pride, nature of pride, inside of me that is disqualifying me from being used by God for great things. Holy Spirit, remove them now. Holy Spirit, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release upon my life your great light that is able to expose every darkness hiding secretly in me. Say, Father, release upon my life your great light. Shine upon me your great light that is able to expose every darkness hiding secretly in my soul, spirit, and body and mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Shine your light and let your light expose the darkness so that I can get rid of the darkness. The Father, shine upon me right now your great light that is able to expose every darkness that is hiding secretly in my soul, hiding secretly, every thing hiding secretly, every sinful nature hiding secretly. Oh Lord, release your light to expose them now. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget that Peter never knew he had something in him that would make him deny Jesus 3 times. He was so confident that he will never deny Jesus. But he denied Jesus because there was darkness in him that he had not dealt with. And he never saw that darkness. He thought he could never come to a point in his life that he would deny Jesus. He was so bold. He was so confident in himself that he can never deny Jesus. But he did, he denied him. That is because he couldn't see that there is a darkness inside of him that would make him do that. Pray that prayer seriously. Pray that prayer seriously. Say, Father, shine your light upon my soul. Shine your light upon my spirit. Shine your light upon my mind. And expose every darkness that is hiding somewhere secretly to consume me later. Every darkness hiding somewhere in me secretly to destroy me later. Oh Lord, expose them now. Father, expose them now. Expose them now. Expose them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are free. I mean, you're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And I want you to know that unbelief is a sin. Yeah. Though I think you should know that. I mean, I think you should have known that by now. But maybe you don't. Failure to believe and trust God is, in fact, according to the Bible, the greatest sin. Yeah. Failure to believe in God and trust Him is the greatest sin. Yeah, and that was the reason why God destroyed a lot of the Israelites in the wilderness. Yeah. So if you always find it difficult to believe God and to trust God, you have a very big problem. Yeah, I know maybe your pastors have not taught you that. Yeah, but it is a very big problem. And it is a very great thing. If you are unable to believe and trust God. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my mind and soul every darkness that is making it difficult for me, that is making it impossible for me to believe and trust God as I ought to. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to remove them now." Yeah, it is wrong to believe God for just a short time. And then you lose faith. That is not faith. If you have faith, you will never lose it. Yeah, those that have faith, they don't lose the faith they have. So pray. Say, "Father, uproot darkness in me that is making it difficult for me to believe you." Continue to pray like that. Say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. Every darkness in my soul, every darkness in my spirit, in my mind, that is making it difficult, making it impossible for me to trust in you for a long time." It is not enough to trust God. You must trust Him forever. It is not enough to just trust God or believe God. You have to do it forever. Yeah, whether God does what you ask for or He doesn't, you have to continue to trust Him forever. Yeah. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost uproot from my soul and mind and spirit every darkness that is making it hard for me to trust God, to believe God, to hold on to the Word of God, to stand on the Word of God, to depend on the Word of God. Uproot the darkness now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You know, some people, the country they live in is not helping them to trust God. Yeah. And I think that is why those of us in Africa are really very full of faith. Yeah, because we suffer a lot. We suffer bad government. We suffer poverty. Yeah, so the sufferings pushed us to grow our faith. Yeah, but maybe there are some of you here that are in a country where everything is just so nice, and the government is so nice. Yeah, so they made everything available to you. Yeah, to the point that you're not even grateful to God again. Like some people in America right now, they don't even know how to thank God. Yeah, because almost everything they need is being supplied by the government. Yeah, so they don't consider that God is the one giving them meeting their needs. Yeah, so some of them don't even feel they need God at all. Yeah, so they have no faith, or they are so weak in faith because the situation around them is so comfortable. Yeah, so sometimes comfort is a problem. It will not help your spiritual life. Yeah, that was why Jesus told that man, that young man, he said, everything you have, go and give them, go and give all of it to the poor, and then come and follow me. Yeah, because Jesus wants him to grow in faith, because all his trust is in his money, in his possession. He doesn't trust God. Yeah, though he believes in God, but that wasn't enough to save his soul. Whatever faith or trust he had wasn't enough. So Jesus wanted to help him. He said, go and sell everything you have. And then the money you realize from that, give it to the poor. And then come and follow me. Come and follow the journey of faith. But the man couldn't do that. Yeah, so my point is that too much comfort is a problem. Yeah, you may think it's good, but it's not good. Yeah. I'm not saying that it is not the will of God for us to be comfortable. Yeah, but be careful. When you are comfortable. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to stay Father. Create around me situations that will help my faith to grow. Father, create around me circumstances that will help my faith to grow. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The hashtag get over hashing along. If you want to grow spiritually, you will pray this prayer with all of your heart. Father, create around me situations and circumstances, or put me inside situations and circumstances that will provoke my faith and trust in you to grow. In the name of Jesus, create such situations around me right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Put me in situations that would make me to always depend on you. Put me in the midst of situations that will make me to always trust in you. Put me in the midst of circumstances that will make me to always look up to you for help every day. Father, do it now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I was talking to someone some time ago, and I told the person I said, God has trained me into a person that can survive any situation. Into a person that can survive any way. So I was giving the person an example. I said, let's say for instance, I suddenly find myself alone in a desert where there's no water, no food, no source of supplies, yeah, and no means of survival. So I told the person, I said, God has trained me in a way that I will be there and I will survive. Yeah, and I'm not trying to magnify myself. I'm talking about faith. Yeah, so the problem with us is not about presence or absence of money. That's not actually our problem. The problem is not about good or bad government. Yeah, the problem is that we are not developing our faith. Yeah, we are not growing in faith. Yeah, and some of you think you have faith, but you don't. You don't, because you have not really passed through situations that would challenge that faith. I have passed through terrible situations. Yeah, life and death situations. Yeah, so that is why I can say it boldly that I have something that can survive any situation, even the most difficult or the most worst situation. So if your faith has not been challenged, I don't believe it's original. I don't get my point. If the faith that you say you have not yet been challenged by very terrible and serious situations, I don't believe that faith is real. Yeah, because it is the challenges that will prove the authenticity of your faith and the strength of your faith. It is the challenges of life. And that is why many of us in the church today, we just suddenly break down when some challenges come. Yeah, it shows that we never had faith. So I want you to pray I want you to pray that, to pray more on this matter of faith. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit that is in me, pray me in such a way that my faith grows strong and stronger to give me victory in any situation I find myself. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, train me in such a way that my faith becomes very strong and very powerful, such that I'm able to get victories through that faith in whatever situation I find myself. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to train you into maturity in faith. Begin to say, Father, train me by your Holy Spirit to possess a great faith that can change the world. Say, Father, train me by your Holy Spirit to possess a great faith that can produce victories in any situation, in any season of life I face. Oh Lord, train me now by your Holy Spirit. Train me by your Holy Spirit to grow in faith in such a way that I become an overcomer, in such a way that I become more than conquerors, in such a way that I become a conqueror of conquerors. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we have prayed. Yeah, as some people think, the only enemy of faith is fear. Or the opposite of faith is fear. Yeah, but it is more than fear. Yeah. There is a long that must die in your life for your faith to come alive. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, which of course includes fear and doubt. But there is still more. Even laziness needs to die. Yeah. And many things. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You can say, fire of the Holy Ghost, put to death everything attitude, every character, every lifestyle that is not allowing my faith to grow, the fire of the Holy Ghost, heal those things, destroy those things now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Or whatever that is in me, fear, doubt, unbelief, lukewarmness, prayerlessness, laziness, everything in me that is not allowing my faith to grow, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Carnal mindedness, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every lifestyle, habit, nature, attitude, character in me that is not allowing my faith to grow, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to look beyond what my physical eye sees in following you, and help me to trust you beyond what my physical eyes see and what my human senses can sense. Help me to trust you beyond sight. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to trust you beyond my senses, beyond my sense knowledge in my mind, the sense knowledge in my soul, in my brain. Say, Father, help me to trust you beyond my human sense. As I follow you, help me to look beyond, help me to see beyond what my physical eyes see right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Help me to see beyond what my senses are telling me, what my human senses are showing me. Help me to see beyond them all. In the name of Jesus, in my relationship with you, oh Lord, help me to see beyond my physical senses. Help me to trust you beyond my physical senses. In the name of Jesus, help me to make decisions and choices and plans according to faith and and not according to my human senses. Help me to live a life that is controlled by faith. By faith senses and not human senses. Begin to talk to God like that. Lord, help me to live a life that is controlled by faith senses, not human senses. In the name of Jesus, help me to trust you beyond what I am feeling in my body. Help me to trust you beyond what I am seeing with my physical eyes. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. I have said it before that the generation of Christians that we have today have become scientific Christians. And I always have issue with those type of Christians. And as a matter of fact, there are places that they would want me to minister. I mean, there are some churches and ministries that they would want me to come and minister to them, but I just can't go because I have tried my best to make them start walking by faith, but they just can't walk by faith. Yeah, so this is one of the very serious issues I am having with Christians. Yeah, because they're always looking for signs. They have become scientific Christians. So they want to see signs first before they believe. And whereas the kingdom of God says, believe first, and then you will see the signs that will follow your feet. But they are saying, no, that's not what we want. We want to see signs first. And if we see the signs, then we will now believe. Yeah. So many times I don't know how to help those Christians. Yeah, so most times I just leave them alone to themselves. Yeah, because I don't have any sign to give them. Yeah, but what I have, they don't want to receive. And that is the same thing I'm sharing with you today, what I have. And what do I have? Faith. Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah, but will you catch the faith? That's the question. Will you catch the faith? Yeah. I pray you will catch the faith. Yeah, because a lot of Christians today have become scientific. So they are looking for signs before they believe. Yeah, and some of them, they misinterpret that scripture that says, except ye see signs, ye shall not believe, or except ye see signs. They will not believe. That scripture was not a direct statement. In fact, that scripture was a rebuke from Jesus to that man, because that man kept on insisting that Jesus should come over to his place and lay hands on his son that was sick. And he's also trying to challenge his faith that, do I have to come to where you are staying, to where you are staying to lay hands on your son? Or do you need signs before you believe? So Jesus was rebuking that man. Yeah, he was saying, must you have to see signs before you believe? But then some people have misinterpreted it and they are saying, oh, we need signs before we believe. Yeah, I think I've done a teaching on that, maybe in our Bible study classes. Yeah, so you're going to pray. We don't need signs to believe God. It's a false doctrine. Yeah, you don't need to fall down under anointing before you believe. You don't need to feel anything before you believe. Yeah, it's a false doctrine. Anyone that is telling you that they will perform a sign for you, yeah, and then they are telling you to depend on them because they can perform a sign for you just now, just right now they'll perform a sign. Yeah, that is a false doctrine. That is not how the gospel is meant to be preached. Yeah. So you don't need signs before you believe. So you're going to pray. But there is this thing in Christians that is looking, that keeps telling you not to believe until you see signs. So that thing must die. So you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray. You're going to say, every standard that Satan has created in me that is making me to seek for signs before I believe in the Word of God, before trusting in the Word of God, begin to say, let that standard die right now. Let that standard scatter into pieces. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to see every standard, every stronghold. Another word for standard is stronghold. Every stronghold, every standard Satan have created in me to make me to keep looking for signs before I will believe God wholeheartedly, before I would trust God with all of my heart, I command the standard to die right now. I command the standard to scatter right now. I command the strongholds to scatter right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I refuse to live according to signs. I refuse to live by signs that my physical eye sees. I refuse to base my faith on signs. I refuse to establish my faith on signs. Begin to say, from today my faith shall be established on the Word of God. my faith shall be established on the word of God and on the faithfulness of God and on the integrity of God in the name of Jesus. My faith shall not be established on signs and on miracles. My faith shall be established on the word of God. In the name of Jesus. My faith shall not be established on feeling that I feel. My faith shall be established on the word of God. From this day onward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray several more prayer points, and after that, we will round off the session. I want you to pray. The reason why many Christians are not experiencing breakthroughs is because they don't pray until they see. Yeah, you know, Jesus told Thomas, he said, "Blessed are those that believe before they see." Yeah, so it is. You know, just as you have decided to believe before you see and not see before you believe, so also you must make up your mind to continue to pray until you see what you are looking for, until you see the changes you are looking for. Yeah, so not many people pray like that. So once they pray for some time and they are not seeing any changes, they just give up and they just stop. No, that's not how to operate by faith. You must pray until you see your life transformed. So therefore, you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive divine strength. I receive divine fire to pray in faith until I see the victory, until I see divine interventions, until I see divine visitation." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "I receive divine strength now. I receive divine fire right now." There's nothing like when you pray yourself until you see your life turn around. Yeah. So don't capitalize on the prayers of someone else. What someone else can do for you through prayers. Yeah, develop your own prayer life. Pray. Say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive divine strength. I receive divine fire. I receive divine grace to pray in faith until I see God manifest. To pray in faith until I see God change my life. To pray in faith until I see God move me forward. To pray in faith until I receive God's intervention and God's thoughts and God's visitation. I receive strength to pray without stopping. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name we are free. Amen. We have a 6 more prayer points. The reason why it is wrong for you to be looking at the time when you are praying, to be looking at the clock or your watch when you are praying, is because it is against faith. That alone can spoil the effectiveness of your prayer. So you don't check time when you are praying, especially when you are praying the kind of prayer that you expect a result to follow that prayer. You don't check time. You are desperate. So when you are desperate, you don't check time. Because you have made up your mind that I will pray until what I want happen. Now you may pray for some few hours and then take a break, but you know that later you are still coming back to continue that same prayer because you have not yet gotten what you are looking for. And then if today you still can't get what you're looking for, tomorrow you continue. And then the following day you continue. And then the following month you continue. That is how to receive things from heaven. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with fire that is able to make me pray consistently without getting weak, without getting tired, until I receive the answers to my prayers. Hope you have a prayer like that. So Holy Spirit, baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire that will make me desperate for God's intervention. Baptize, fill me with anointing. Fill me with fire that will make me desperate for God's visitation, such that I will not get tired in the place of prayer until my life is transformed completely. Holy Spirit, baptize me with such fire right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Fill me with supernatural energy that will make me to never get tired in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray in this new year. You need to see divine revelations. You need to see visions. you need to dream dreams, not the usual dreams you always have, but different kind, another kind of dreams that is powerful. There are dreams and there are dreams. Yeah, there are powerful dreams. There are heavenly dreams. You need those kind of dreams in this new year. A dream that comes directly from heaven. Yeah, not dreams that is as a result of the spiritual activities going on here on earth. But I'm talking of dreams that come directly from the throne of God. I'm talking of visions, revelations that come directly from heaven. So those ones, they carry the power to transform your life. So you're going to pray, or you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, ascend into my life divine revelations, heavenly visions, and heavenly dreams that are powerful enough to change my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some Christians, all they see in the dream is Satan trying to attack them, demons attacking them. That is not enough. What about you seeing angels in your dreams? What about you seeing heaven open in your dreams? What about you receiving messages from heaven in your dreams? Yeah, pray for those kind of dreams. Not the one that someone is pursuing you, someone wants to kill you. Those ones are not supposed to be happening persistently. You need a change of dreams. Pray, say, Father, release into my life divine dreams, divine visions, and divine revelations that carries power to change my entire life. Send such dreams to me, dreams that carries encounters inside of them, dreams that will make me more powerful. Revelations that will make me more powerful in my spiritual life. Visions that will make me touch heaven, touch God. Oh Lord, send those type of visions and dreams and revelations to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. The Bible says that the words of our mouth should be seasoned with grace. Yeah, I want to see if I can show you where that is. Yeah, so it implies that what you say from your mouth as a Christian should not be ordinary. Yeah, it's in Colossians, that verse is in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech the hallway with green, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. So as a Christian, you don't just speak ordinary words. You're not supposed to just talk anyhow. Your words should be seasoned with grace, with divine salt. The salt in that place is not the one you use in your kitchen. Yeah, it's talking about it's talking about divine sweetness, that your words carry this sweetness, such that when people listen to you, they are just so happy. Everything you say just make them joyful. They are just blessed, by the words of your mouth. So you're going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to speak words that are seasoned with grace, seasoned with salt. Help me to speak such words from my mouth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, anoint me to speak words, not just ordinary words, but words that are seasoned with wisdom. Words that are seasoned with divine sweetness. Words that are seasoned with fire, with power, with grace. Holy Spirit, help me to speak those words from my mouth continually. Whenever I am talking to people, help me to speak wisely. Help me to speak supernaturally. Help me to speak words that are filled with the Spirit of God. Words that are filled with the grace of God. Help me, Holy Spirit, to speak those words. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. We have prayed this prayer before. I want you to pray it again. The blessings you didn't receive last year, God is able to put them in your hands in this year. So you're going to pray. You can say, Father, by your mercy, deliver unto me blessings that I failed to receive and to possess last year. Oh Lord, by your mercy, deliver them now into my hands. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Blessings that I failed to receive. Blessings that I couldn't receive. Your blessings, your help that I couldn't receive in 2024. Father, give them to me now, according to your mercy. deliver them into my hands right now, according to your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Deliver them into my hands. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, by the mercies of God, I shall succeed in the same things where I have failed before. By the mercies of God, I shall succeed in the same things where I have failed before. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. By the mercies of God, I shall succeed and I shall excel in the same thing, in the same place, in the same situation, in the same circumstances where I have failed before. By the mercies of God, I shall now succeed in those things in the name of Jesus. I shall now succeed in those things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy that will enable me to prophesy. So, Holy Spirit, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy that will enable me to prophesy so that the glory of the Lord can fill the earth through my prophecy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. The Holy Spirit, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy so that I can begin to prophesy. Baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. Baptize me with the spirit of prophecy. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray this prayer. This is a very, very important prayer for this last day. So, Holy Spirit, baptize me now with the spirit of prophecy so that I can begin to prophesy, and so that the whole world can be filled with the glory of God through my prophecy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace and mercy that is always following us. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the good things you have done in the lives of every member of this ministry. Thank you for how you have visited us and have rescued us and have helped us and have transformed our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is working great things in our lives and situations. Thank you for great testimonies that we are going to be sharing very soon because of the strength of your power. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for a new glory, a new honor, and a new greatness that you shall put upon every member of this ministry in this new year. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that all the prayers your people have prayed here this night, this midnight, O Lord, answer them all right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that the powers of darkness that have been oppressing you for a long time shall now lose their hold over you from this hour onward in Jesus' name. The brains of Satan that have captured a lot of good things in your life and have captured so many areas and aspects of your life, I decree that that strength breaks into pieces right now in the name of Jesus. The anger of God shall arise against all your enemies that will not leave your life alone, that will not stop attacking you. The anger of God shall rise against them, and the anger of God shall completely destroy them all in the name of Jesus. The same people that are waiting for your shame, the same people that have been waiting for your shame shall be the first to testify of the miracles that God will do in your life. They shall be the first to shout every way of the powerful things God shall do in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that your expectations shall not be cut off. The hand of God shall meet you at the point of your need in Jesus' name. You shall have no need to borrow because you shall have more than enough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.